Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the Internal Light Meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, awakening within you the divine essence, the healing power, higher consciousness of the divine you, removing all lower, heavy, or negative energies that are no longer needed. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, as it expands throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages. Continue to see this light as it expands through your lungs, carrying healing energies into each and every red blood cell that enter into the heart and the lungs, allowing for this healing power to be transported throughout your entire being to every extremity. And now see this light as it grows brighter and brighter within your chest, feeling your chest completely. Now moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it now moves up through the neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. Continue to see this light as it moves down into the diaphragm and the stomach, bringing healing to these organs of deeper breathing and assimilation of your nutrients. Continue to see this light as it now moves into the small intestine and the large, bringing healing to these organs of digestion and assimilation, allowing for you to absorb your light energies and your nutrients. Continue to see the light as it now flows into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now continue to see this light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing all into perfect balance, raising you in vibration, activating the power of release, regeneration, rejuvenation, and reproduction, allowing for healing on the deepest levels, giving you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now continue to see this light as it moves into your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light. You are moving into a state of perfection, raising you in vibration and consciousness, allowing for a full connection with the divine energies that are you. And now see this light as it moves through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, connecting you to the mother on which you are living. This planet is alive. Reconnect to this energy that gives you life, that invigorates your being. Allow these cords to go deep into Mother Earth in order for you to release all energies that no longer serve you, to return this energy to Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now see the light that is within you and your mind and your body and your spirit. And see this light as it grows in brilliance and color, moving into the spectrum of golden white light, allowing for healing on the deepest levels, on the energy levels, the levels of information that create your being. Allow this golden white light to fill you completely and to now move through your pores and any openings in the body to surround you in a beautiful healing bubble of golden white light. Let this energy protect you, heal you, balance you, to be a magnet for you that draws all that is good, all that is desired into your life experience. And now see the light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it expands to fill the space that you are in with this golden white light, raising all in vibration, bringing peace, harmony, increasing love, connection, and forgiveness with all who pass through this light, bringing healing to the mind, body, and spirit. Continue to see the light as it flows easily through any obstacles, moving out into your greater environment, now surrounding your home or the space that you are in with healing golden white light. Continue to heal the environment that is around you, all nature, all living beings that come into contact with this light, are brought back into harmony in a space of healing and remembrance. And now see this light that has formed from within your heart as it continues to expand out, moving throughout your neighborhood, your village, your town, your city, and now your entire country is filled with golden white light, raising all in vibration, bringing all into a state of perfection, aligning all energies with the universal light, with the universal source energy. Continue to see the light as it now expands throughout the world, as all of our lights join together as one, eliminating the illusion of separation and allowing for oneness and an increase in strength and healing and courage and wisdom and knowing, activating all who partake within this light, raising everyone to higher states of consciousness and awareness, continuing to activate the healing love light energy that is emanating from our hearts. And now see our light as it grows stronger, as we have now joined together, bringing healing to Mother Earth and all beings that are upon this planet. Now see our light as it now enters into the earth to reach, to reconnect with our subterranean family and going beneath the waters, diving deep, reconnecting with our family that live under the waters, allowing for oneness, healing, reconnection, a love connection, a remembrance, forgiveness, and an increase in love between all of us. Continue to see this light as it now expands out into the space that surrounds our planet, the astral body of Mother Earth. See this energy as it reaches out, and now you're moving into the rainbow body of Mother Earth. See this gold and white light as it moves through all of the colors of the rainbow that surround Mother Earth, bringing healing to the auric field of this planet and reconnecting with our family that live within this space surrounding the Earth, aligning our energies and reconnecting us through our hearts and through our love with the intention of remembering that we are one being having a myriad of experiences. And now continue to see our light as it moves out beyond the earth, 360 degrees, continuing to move out into our galaxy, reconnecting with our galactic family of light, moving beyond all planets, encompassing all with this loving light, this healing light that reminds us who we are, that raises us in vibration and consciousness, that increases the love vibration within us. And now continue to see this light as it continues to expand out into the universe and into the multiverse to connect us to our soul families, our families of light that we have all originated from, reconnecting us through our intention, with purpose, with our love, with our healing, with our forgiveness. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family, for your power, your strength, your love. I have so many vibrations moving through me. I hope you are feeling this too. It is exciting. You are growing so strong. And I love you for being here. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Blue skies to you. Thank you for sharing your light with me. today we'll begin our discussion with a review of Arcanum 20, the sarcophagus, which is about the awakening of the human consciousness, of which we are all a part. We are simply manifestations of states of consciousness. And if we truly understand and understand that statement, then you will understand that you move through different states of consciousness at different times of your life, and different times throughout the day, depending on what you expose yourself to. You are powerful beyond words. You are so very powerful that you are creating your reality in every moment, consciously or unconsciously. Our goal is to be conscious creators, where we are intentional about what it is that we want to experience and how we would like to influence reality around us. This is the part we play. And that influence is very, very important and very powerful, because through our influence, we can assist others to awaken or to be raised to higher states of consciousness. And if it is their time, if they have chosen, because all must choose to awaken, if they have chosen to awaken, then you can be of help to them. Because if you are listening to this show, then that means that you are on a completely different level than the majority of people on this planet. You are in your process of awakening. Congratulations. And it takes a lot of time, energy, perseverance, dedication to this path. It is a path of commitment. And some may ask, what are you committed to? Well, we have chosen to be incarnated on this planet. And Arcanum 20 presents us with a story of awakening. And as we move through the levels of consciousness, of being, of experience, as we incarnate on this planet, at some point we will move into our awakening, which Arcanum 20 represents. It is a raising of consciousness to the point where you begin to understand that you are divine. You are a divine spark of consciousness that is now regaining and remembering yourself. Regaining the knowledge of self is essential to your path of awakening. And these 22 major arcanum are here to assist you once you begin on this path. They are guidelines. They are important messages from the Logos, the sun being that has given us this opportunity within this cosmic reality to grow and to learn certain lessons that are unique to this galactic experience under this Logos. And so when you learn about these 22 major arcanum, you learn about the archetypal energies that have created this reality. That's what it's based on. And then you can choose which of the archetypes you would like to embody, which ones you will need to work with to transmute the energies, because we have lived many incarnations within this realm in a state of unconsciousness, where we pick up lots of traumas to our soul. And these soul traumas carry through from life to life. And this causes cycles and repetitious activities to take place. that you can't seem to break because of living in a state of unconsciousness. But once you become a conscious being, then you take on the ideas of the higher mind. You begin to live out these archetypal energies. And this is when this information will be very important for you. Now, the awakening is spoken of in just about every ancient text that has been discovered on this planet. This is a time that we are living in of awakening, when humanity will rise into higher states of consciousness, moving from the lower animal states of consciousness into the divine states of consciousness. And this is what being a human truly is about, being a divine being, having a physical experience. The awakening is happening now. It's all around us. There is no stopping it because it is the time. We have chosen to incarnate on this planet at this time for a reason. But not everyone will choose to awaken. Everyone will not choose this path because it is not an easy one. You must be ready to grow and to let go of everything that does not serve you. And some people are just not ready to let go. They have addictions, they have desires, they have drives that are of the physical that they're not ready to leave yet. They still have more to learn from that. So when you enter onto this path of awakening, you must begin to learn to trust your inner guidance. You must seek your answers from within the self and then trust that the universe will bring you confirmations from the outside. You will receive your answers from within, but you will also receive confirmations outside of you to confirm that the information you have received is correct. Trusting your higher self and strengthening this inner connection with your divine energy is primary to your awakening process. This is not an easy task because we have all been conditioned through various cultural and social forms of conditioning to not trust what we cannot see or what cannot be measured. We have been taught that what cannot be touched or seen is not real. And somewhere inside of us, this has been implanted and is very deep within us. And for some, this becomes a great obstacle for them to move forward in their awakening because they constantly want that evidence to be measured or to be able to be seen. But as you move into this higher and higher states of consciousness, these different levels of consciousness, you will find that there's less and less and less that you can connect it to in the physical world, especially where we are today, where the collective consciousness is still in such an animal state. It's not that it doesn't exist, it's just that it hasn't been discovered yet. So if we think about 100 years ago, when we had scientists and physicists who were making claims, Albert Einstein being one of them, that energy is the same as light. And this was just, you know, outrageous. How dare you come up with this idea? And now, today, it is just second nature. We know it to be true. It is a proven fact. because now we have developed instruments that have proven many of the things that Einstein stated. Some of them he was correct about, and some things he was very close to correct about. But that's what we do. We continue to learn and grow. That is what we're supposed to do. So as you move forward on this path, you must develop your connection with your higher self, because that is where your guidance is going to come from. And you must develop this before you can trust your guidance. Because otherwise, your inner guidance is connected to your animal instincts. And this is true until you go through a long process of spiritual development. And we'll talk about that more today when we discuss the adept. But in order to begin this process of awakening, a shedding must occur. The letting go of repetitious cycles that keep you in lower states of consciousness. It is knowledge that begins to break these cycles and open new worlds of understanding and understanding to you. All this information we are sharing with you cannot be of assistance to you until you are ready to awaken. Then this information will become priceless. It will all make more and more sense to you. So I encourage you to go back to make sure to review all of these major arcana, to create your charts, to begin to work with the numerology, so that you are now putting this information into practice. Begin to connect with your higher self by doing your internal light meditations daily. You will become powerful. You will become powerful. And you will feel yourself changing from within and then without. Because as we change within the self, our reality outside of us must change in order to match the vibration that we have become. And this is where it gets so exciting. So many things that you did not know were possible, you will begin to experience. It is absolutely exciting. But it is a path that you must be committed to, dedicated to. It's going to take years and years and years of study and practice. It does not come easy. You cannot spend enough money to make yourself grow. So you have to take it slow. But allow your higher self to guide you and to bring you to more information that continues to confirm where you are and what you are learning. These are the breadcrumbs from the universe that come in so beautifully, and they guide you right to your path of adeptship. So now after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the adept, the 21st of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin our discussion on the Adept, also known as the World card in the modern day tarot. This is the 21st of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. The Adept astrologically relates to the sun. In occult science, the meaning is personal alchemy. The human function is the ego. The natural remedy is light and color. The color is orange. The mineral is gold. The letter is S. The number is 21. And remember, these are synonymous. S21 expresses in the spiritual world as angelhood. In the intellectual world, as the triumph of adeptship. In the physical world, it expresses as the highest possible attainment. In divination, Arcanum 21 may be read as success or attainment. Now, please close your eyes in order to see the Adept card within your mind, as it was done in ancient times. Arcanum 21 is figured by a kneeling young girl playing on a harp of three strings. Above her is a wreath of 12 flowers, each flower having three blossoms. At each of the four angles of the wreath is a head. The lower two show a head of an eagle and a bull, and the upper two consist of a head of a lion and a man. The man's head has the sacred serpent at his brow to indicate enlightenment and mental fertility. In the center of the wreath is the sacred symbol of a phallus and yoni conjoined, moving upward through the wreath, sustained by wings of a bird on both sides. The young girl symbolizes the purity of life. She is modestly clothed to indicate simplicity of living and moderation in desires. She kneels as she plays the harp to indicate absolute devotion to the higher laws and prayerful aspirations to live a spiritual life. The harp has three strings to signify harmony of the body, mind, and spirit. The 12 flowers of the wreath represent the 12 zodiacal signs in which all experience is gained. The three blossoms of each flower in the wreath, along with the sacred symbol within it, indicate that both souls have garnered the flowers of zodiacal experience on all planes, physical, astral, and spiritual. The head of the lion signifies the energy of Leo and the courage that is needed to accomplish the attainment of adeptship. The head of the bull signifies the energy of Taurus and the endurance and strength that is needed in order to accomplish this goal. The eagle represents the higher octave of Scorpio and the energy that we know as sex, that it has evolved and moved into channels that assist in developing your spirituality. And the head of a man indicates that intuition and intelligence are necessary guides in unfolding the highest spiritual possibilities. As a whole, this ensemble signifies the attainment of adeptship while on earth. As applied to adeptship, they point out that the student, known as the neophyte, must have energy and courage enough to sustain their efforts. They must have knowledge to direct their energies properly, and they must labor ceaselessly to acquire the abilities of the master student, known as the adept. They must learn to tune their emotions to higher frequencies in order to evolve spiritually and attain higher vibratory rates. You must embody the four attributes of love, wisdom, courage, and perseverance. And this is known in occult circles as to know, to do, to dare, to be silent. These adepts are known as angels that live among us. I would like to point out a few things here because it gets very deep as we move into this card. They made a very good point here, that you must have energy and courage enough to sustain your efforts on this path to adeptship. And we talked about this in a few of our shows, episodes previously, about the need for you to learn how to harness energy and sustain your energy and not to waste or deplete your energy. And this is on many levels, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. The best advice I can give you here is that you must learn how not to waste the energy that you have until you learn how to gain more of it. And one of the ways that you can increase your energy levels is through doing the internal light meditation. This is profound, and it will give you more energy within the body, mind, spirit complex. This is absolutely important and imperative to your journey, because if you don't have energy, then you won't make it. If you run out of energy, then you won't be able to complete your task. And one of the ways that you can see that you are running out of energy is that the body becomes weak. The body is being under some kind of condition, whether we call that a dis-ease or something is afflicting you. You must increase your energy levels. Your body is absolutely able to heal itself. But the key is it must be given the proper kinds of energy. That means your food sources have to be the right kinds of foods, that they're not toxic or poisonous. Your mind has to give your body the right kind of energy, where the energy is of a positive nature, where you're feeding yourself lots of positive energy things. You're not feeding yourself lower vibrational information that brings fear or anxiety to you. When you do that, it depletes your energy levels. You must learn how to reach deep within the self, and this is where meditation is imperative to the self. So the internal light meditation is just one form of meditation that can assist you. But there are many others. This path is very wide. It's very wide. But the end goal is the same. The level of adeptship is going to depend on how you journey down this path and not get caught up in all the pitfalls, all the holes that await you on this path. You have to learn how to tune in and to increase your ability to discern, your ability to know which way to go. It is through your connection with your higher self. You have to have courage on this path. There's no way that you will make it without courage, because many things will come against you, because the forces, the elemental forces themselves, do not want you to move down this path because they have been in control of you up to now. So they're losing you. If you turn to becoming a master of them, then they will no longer master you. So you have a fight ahead of you. You have to be ready for it. But you will be ready for it if you learn how to tune in to yourself. If you follow the guidance of the tarot, which has been given to you, just up to this point, you have many tools that can assist you to help you navigate through your awakening. Courage is absolutely necessary. You must seek knowledge, and this show is one form of it. But there are many, many forms of knowledge that are out there that you must be able to tap into to assist you, because you have to go deeper. You have to go deeper into everything that I have already shared with you. But your higher self will direct you and guide you to the proper information. And this labor is ceaseless, is absolutely ceaseless and endless. You cannot stop moving forward. When you stop to take a break, which is absolutely necessary when doing anything, any physical, mental, spiritual practice, you do need to rest. But that doesn't mean that you're not learning. in some way, shape, or form that you're not growing. It just means that you have slowed down your forward movement. And every planet does this, and that's why we say it moves into retrograde. From the perspective of the Earth, it looks like planets begin to move backwards. And that's the time of rest for that archetype, for that energy. It's a time for you to go back within the self and to just begin to reminisce on what you have learned and begin to metabolize what you have learned. When everything is moving direct, then it is time to move forward. So you want to become in harmony with the astral bodies that surround us so that we know that we're in tune with this logos. We're in tune with the energies that have created this reality that we're in. So that comes through you learning more about astrology. When you tap into that subject, it's a very big one. It's a very big one because there's many different forms of astrology. And you will know when you are guided to the one that is for you. There are many ancient forms of astrology that are absolutely fascinating. And I suggest studying many different forms. You don't have to become a master of it because it takes lifetimes. But you have already done this before. You have to trust that you know a lot more than you think you do. And when you begin to tap into this information, it begins to awaken it within you. So sometimes you just need to introduce yourself to the information for it to then begin to spark and to grow within you. Now, as we move forward into this card of the Adept, you will learn more about this process of your adeptship. Now, numerically, number 21 is the third decave of three. This is arcanum number three, the unveiled Isis, operating on the plane of itself, which is three. It is marriage in its perfect expression. It signifies the nuptial of seven. And remember, seven is the completion on the physical plane, carried into three planes forward to be developed into angelic expression of the self. It is the highest possible development of human functions and possibilities. In astrology, the sun is the source of all physical, mental, and emotional power expressed on earth. It is the logos, the divine instrument through which our soul lessons emerge. Arcanum 21 signifies perfection, union, and attainment on all three planes of human existence. This corresponds to the immense power of the sun. The human function of Arcanum 21 is the ego. The words ego and eagle are very similar. And that is because it is a play on words. The ego, E-G-O, is to become the eagle, E-A-G-L-E. This is the expansion of consciousness, the raising of vibration of the energy of the ego. It is destined to become the eagle, rising from the lower realms to become harmonious with the higher realms. Now, in so many cultures, so many ancient cultures and modern cultures, the eagle is used. The United States uses it as our symbol. The Romans used it as their symbol. Many cultures use it. The ancient Toltecs spoke of the eagle people. And the eagle people were the people that were prophesied to return and to awaken all of humanity. Now, we can take this literally, We can take this metaphorically. You can take it in many different ways, symbolically. But when you look into all of those different expressions of the prophecy of the eagle people, you will see that today on our planet, the awakening is starting in its fullest form in the United States. In the United States, it is very unique here because we have freedom of religion. The freedom of religion allows us to choose what we believe in. It's not that we're not being indoctrinated, because yes, we all are indoctrinated. We are all moving through forms of conditioning on every level possible. But there is a spirit within the people, within a small minority. It may be a small minority, but it is growing within the United States. But this energy of the eagle people exists throughout the world. But the larger numbers are found in the United States. And so there are many prophecies that speak of the awakening beginning here and then spreading out throughout the world. And so this is some of those breadcrumbs that you will get from many different sources. And they all point to the same direction. And that's how you receive confirmation. You get more and more and more confirmation. These people knew nothing about one another. They were all on the planet at different times, yet they are all speaking of the same things. So the eagles, as spirit teaches me, are the people who rise from the chicken yards. We are raised among the chickens. The chickens represent the level of consciousness of the people who are happy being on the ground, happy being in the lower levels, the lower states of consciousness. But the eagles are born among them. And initially, they believe that they are a chicken as well. But as they grow in time, they begin to feel very different inside. And they begin to awaken something within them that makes them reach for more. And as they see other eagles fly overhead, they know that there is something up there that they must see. And they begin to reach for more. That is just stories. That's the way we learn as children. We are in states of consciousness like children. And so we learn best through stories. And we see ourselves as these little baby eagles growing up among chickens. And then as we grow, we begin to grow strong, bigger, strong wings. And as we see ourselves in reflections, then we desire to be that. And we push ourselves. We push ourselves to begin to fly and to begin to go beyond our believed limitations. And this is where you begin to rise into higher states of consciousness, and you become the eagle that is prophesied to rise and to awaken others. This is who you are. Now, in alchemy, Arcanum 21 represents the final product or successful transmutation. It denotes the completion of the great work. And the great work is to accomplish all seven levels of consciousness to master them. Now, in magic, Arcanum 21 represents the exercise of the functions of adeptship. Although not easily distinguishable, there are seven grades of humanity who live upon the earth. We have spoken of these as states of consciousness, known as the seven levels of power. The seventh being the highest state, known as the perfect human or the God state of consciousness. The attainment of adeptship on the physical plane is the grand climax of physical evolution. This is the top of the ladder of worldly ambitions. The adept beginning this journey as an earnest neophyte has undergone a system of study by which he or she has mastered the 21 different branches of occult science. They have entered upon a process of regular psychic training in which their inner knowing has been activated and made accurate through constant practice. And thus, they master the 21 lucidic arts, the art of dreaming while awake. This is profound, profound. And the ancient Toltecs have spoken of this, and they were masters of this. And this is why I encourage you to get the book, The Dawn of the Sixth Sun. This is absolutely imperative for you if you are on this path to read that book. Now, intuition is used to check reason. You must develop your intuition. And the psychic senses are developed to a keenness that these senses can be depended upon for far-reaching information not accessible to the outer world or to most people. You must learn to develop your intuition, and you will develop your psychic senses. Furthermore, the adept has developed the seven states of consciousness, which constitute soul attainment. The true adept is not merely a magician, but one who walks among humanity, using their powers in a manner that will be most helpful to the masses. Their powers are used to alleviate suffering and to aid forward movement in universal progression. This is absolutely beautiful, and it is absolutely correct. In initiation, in the soul's pilgrimage, Arcanum 21 represents the development of the consciousness and the whereabouts of the soulmate, or the twin flame, as we call it today. This is spiritual work accomplished and spiritual faculties developed. This is your initiation. When you reach this point of adeptship, you will know where your soulmate is, or who we call the twin flame today. You will come together on the astral plane, and you may meet within the physical realm. This is the lifetime. This is the time we're living in when twin flames will come back together physically, because we have been separated. Please tune in next week as we conclude the ancient sacred Egyptian tarot and discuss Arcanum 22, the materialist, also known as the fool card in the modern day tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.